producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner is in the wings. Ellen, did you, like, grill up a whole bunch of food? Did you actually have some time off Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I did, but I worked a bit. Yesterday was the Memorial Day Parade, and although it got no news coverage, unfortunately, Blanquita Cullum, who is, as you know, my roommate down here, although she's a conservative, I'm a liberal, she was actually moderating, or emceeing, I should say, the Memorial Day Parade. So we went there. It was 2 hours. It was great, and they had Buzz Aldrin, the former astronaut, a lot of cool people.
Was it a pretty big crowd?
Yeah. I mean, I was in the sort of seated area, so I only, you know, I didn't have to, like, be out in the sun or anything. But there were at least 4,000 people that participated in the parade, and then a lot of people along the parade route.
Very nice. There are parades around the country, but to have one in the nation's capital would be it would be pretty awesome to be there and actually see that.
Very cool, and they honored all the veterans, everybody.
You expect to weigh in, but just quite a few people who are really just kind of shaken by the unexpected death of somebody who was such a powerful American voice in American literature.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk more about that, favorite quotes of Maya Angelou's coming up here on America Tonight. This is big, of course. A report was released on today on from the Department of Veterans Affairs Inspector General showing that the veterans at a VA hospital in Phoenix waited up to 115 days on average for their initial medical appointments. We know that this also has been a huge bone of contention. Are there still more calls for the VA secretary to resign? I'm sure they've intensified, right?
They certainly have. Today we actually got the first Democratic senator, Senator Mark Udall from Colorado, who called for Eric Shinseki's resignation. This is pretty important considering he's up for re-election this year and that he is really sort of the highest profile Democrat to make this sort of announcement. So this report sort of solidified a lot of anxieties that people were having. There were some pretty shocking numbers in there. Perhaps the worst of which was that about 1,700 U.S. Servicemen, veterans rather, were denied care and were put on this sort of wait list, which initially they said was only about 24 days long, according to sort of the skewed facts that they presented to the public. So it doesn't look like this is really helping the administration in any sense of the word. Obama, of course, said he's going to have some harsh reprisals for those who are found to be responsible, and it looks like this is really the sort of tip of the iceberg for an issue that is incredibly important, not just because it was recently Memorial Day, but because these are the service members who are going to be coming back once we eventually finish up these wars overseas.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last one. The president was at West Point. What did he have to say? He gave a big speech, huh?
Yeah, he gave quite a big speech, actually. This was sort of a shocking for a typical convention speech. He announced that there is going to be a $5 billion fund for counterterrorism partnerships across the world, focusing in Mali and Yemen and other areas where al-Qaeda is sort of building its stronghold right now. And he also hinted that the administration is likely going to sign off on a new plan to start training moderate Syrian rebels in order to help the situation over there against Assad, which quite a few critics have charged is essentially lining the U.S. up for a proxy war against the Russians.
Yeah. All right. Then we'll play some of that, too, as well, or talk about some of it anyway, certainly here on America Tonight. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Conversation, a lot of it heavy about Memorial Day, a little left over from the parade in Washington with Ellen, and then swinging into Justin talking about the president asking him about, I asked him about West Point and whatnot. And, of course, the VA secretary, who is definitely on thin ice, no question about it, Shinseki, there's massive calls for him to resign. I cannot imagine that he survives this, to be honest, because you got at least 1,700 military veterans waiting to see doctors who were never scheduled for an appointment. They were never even placed on a waiting list at that center in Phoenix. So that just raises the questions even more as to how many vets who came back have completely been forgotten or just left off the rolls as far as trying to get in and see anyone. They call and the return calls don't happen. It's just a massive manipulation of appointments. It's shocking. It's sickening. And it shouldn't be tolerated. I don't want to go down this road again, but without a doubt, clearly, as the president is somebody who's very loyal to the people who work for him, this is a guy you got to toss out. You got to pressure him into his resignation. I mean, listen, he was a war hero. He served his country valiantly, but it doesn't mean he is a great Secretary of Veteran Affairs, because he's not. At least the people around him. Remember, it's all about the people who you delegate to. In his position, Shinseki's, he would have people that he delegates to. So somebody really dropped the ball all around him. There are 42 VA medical centers across the country that are being investigated for this same possible abuse of the scheduling. So what does that say? One, you have greedy people in charge who want to make sure they get bonuses. And to do that, they have to make it look as though it's smooth sailing for no regard. That's ruthless, for no regard for the people they're serving, because isn't that what it's about? Listen, if I'm in charge of the VA center, oh, gee, it's so hard that I can't train the people around me to get the appointments and get the people seen. But if it takes us more manpower, if it takes us longer time and I don't get my $8,000 on top of my $162,000, at least I tried to serve the people who fought in all these different wars, including the current situations, and got them help that they needed. That's more important. This is why these appointments were manipulated from what we can understand, because otherwise it makes no sense. Why would they be? So you get the 1,700 veterans who they say, okay, listen, now they have to be triaged for care. That's what we need to do. Just send them wherever, just get them, it's just reprehensible, let's just get them triaged. So Shinseki has been on probation since the president said last week he was going to hold accountable the people responsible for the delays. It's got to be on thin ice. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road, sorry. This is where you have to say, I got to part ways with this guy. I can remember a couple of years doing a Pink Slip Friday here on America Tonight where I talked about the president's men and women and said, all politics aside, who is just inept at their job? And if I'm the president, even if I like them, they have great character, they have the perfect resume, whatever. They're just not doing their job. Who would I have put on that list? Well, one of them was Tim Geithner, who's now gone, the Secretary of Treasury, but he left on his own accord. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, for some of the things that he's done, I had him on a list almost from the beginning. Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, of course, she dropped the balls a couple of times. Now she's running the California University Systems. She left. And Shinseki, I mean, he needs to go. He might be iconic in what he had done in serving the country, but he's not good in this position. He's particularly not good at delegating. What do you think? Am I being too harsh? We've just started to scratch the surface. Let me throw out the digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Baby, wait a minute. I think you're the greatest woman I've ever met. And I thought, suppose she's right. Suppose I'm going to be somebody.
Maya Angelou. What a woman, Maya Angelou. Again, this is somebody who transcends politics. And the world lost a woman who really battled some interesting wars in her own life, and lived to tell the tale, and lived to influence, for the better, so many people, men and women. I mean, she was a great influencer because some of her words were amazing. And, you know, when you're on social media, I call them quote goats, when people just constantly throw up quotes every day, like too many of them. But if you wanted to be a quote goat today, this would have been a good time to do it, because Maya Angelou, when you think of some of the things that she has said that really ring true, I think, I'm going to give you a couple of them, and I'm sure many of her top lines have been printed all over the place, but I wanted to make sure that I did that. So one of the things that she said that I think is incredibly, powerful is that she said all great artists draw from the same resource, the human heart, which tells us that we are all more alike than we are unlike. And if you think about that in certain circumstances, boy, is that so true. And then she said, you can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have. Very, very true. The idea is to write it so people hear it, and it slides through the brain and goes straight to the heart. Brilliant. And then how about this? She says, There is no agony like bearing an untold story inside of you. That's one to think about, isn't it? And then music was my refuge. I could crawl into the space between the notes and curl my back to loneliness. And there's so much more when it comes to Maya Angelou and the influence that I think she had on, in a very good way on the world. Her influence was absolutely incredible. So the world lost somebody who tried to make the world a more compassionate, a better place. As I said, she influenced, you know, she gets a lot of credit for females, but I don't think it was just women that she influenced. I think it was certainly men, too, and a lot of the people she touched, even children, because she had that way of words. So Maya Angelou, dead at the age of 86. A lot of people talking about what she was known for so much that she wrote. She was nominated for a Tony. She did everything from poetry to a cookbook. In 2010, Barack Obama named her a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which, of course, is our highest civilian honor. She was friends with Malcolm X and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. She inspired lots of young adults and lots and lots and lots of people. She died at her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on Wednesday. They say she had been frail, and she was suffering from some heart problems. And some people that were really close to her knew how serious it was, but I don't think that many people really realized that she was that close to the possibility of dying. But she was very, 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 very weak. And as I said, she has had a multitude of honors and awards and people that she influenced. And throughout the show, we'll weave in some of the conversation about Maya Angelou. Because I think whatever your politics, right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, we pretty much all agree about what she was able to do. Legendary author, to be sure. All right, as I said, we just scratched the surface. There's so much more that we're going to be talking about in this hour of America Tonight, including the fact that now we have, popping back up on our radar, Flight 370. I thought we were done with this, right? But we're not. We're not done with it. I thought we were done with this, the massive amount of coverage that this missing 777 has gotten, and I understand, because listen, I think it's wild, too, that we don't obviously know after the amazing amounts of money and manpower that have been thrown at it, and I feel so deeply for those people who are stuck in a wicked limbo, the family members. I can't even fathom that, right? So now, this is what we talked about on America Tonight with several pilots. We had all kinds of pilots on this show. We had lifelong pilots. We had people who have flown 770s, 777s, easy for me to say. And here's the deal. The Navy is saying that the acoustic pings at the center of the search for Flight 370 are not thought to have come from the black boxes. I saw somebody on one of the cable channels today, it might have been even CNN when I was flipping around, and they said that this is speculative, but they really don't believe that the ping, ping, pings had anything to do with the black boxes. And so many of you, I mean, you just blew out the phone lines and stuffed the mailbox with your emails over your theories on the Boeing 777 and really didn't believe that's what it was either. We were talking about satellite photos and all this other stuff. So now we've got this acknowledgement with searchers wrapping up the first phase of the big effort, and they've gone through 329 square miles of the southern Indian Ocean floor without finding any wreckage of that plane. Any wreckage of it. So now, almost universally, you're getting more people, knowledgeable engineers, pilots, others who are saying that it didn't come from that onboard data. It wasn't that. It wasn't the cockpit voice recorders, but instead from some other man-made source unrelated to the jet that disappeared on March 8th. If the pings had come from recorders, searchers are saying they would have found them. They would have found them. So now they've postponed the underwater search for at least 2 months. And they try to regroup and figure out what they're going to do. But, you know, there is some disputing. Because with the release, with somebody saying and more people trying to back up the theory about the pings, the Navy is being pretty cautious. They're saying that, well, it's all speculative and premature. We're working with our partners, and we're trying to thoroughly understand the data that was required, that was acquired rather by the pinger locator. We're trying to figure out what that was. So they're being much more cautious, as you would expect from the Navy. No commander is stepping into the middle of that, right? It's not happening. So coming up next on America Tonight, I've told this story, I think, a couple of times now on the air, but I used to live in Santa Barbara. I used to live right by UCSB. I still have some friends in Santa Barbara, and we've talked to some of them, and it's just absolutely still unbelievable to many people what has happened in Isla Vista with 6 people being killed and 13 others injured in a rampage. And here we go back to the issues of mental health again. And there is a wild kind of tug of war over what was it and what happened that ultimately led to this 22-year-old man, Elliot Roger, ramming people with his car, shooting others around UCSB, and just leaving people devastated. And then this 137-page manifesto that he left behind. So now there's more calls for gun control, and there's no statement or pushback yet at all from the National Rifle Association. You know, whenever a tragedy like this comes up, it's always about, okay, what are they saying? Because now there's a push for gun control. He had all those weapons. He had the 400 unused rounds. We're talking about that, plus Ed Snowden talking with Brian Williams. Was he a spy or not? Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Come down for you. One, somebody was saying, how do I get to see you? Well, our pals at Pal Talk. If you go to americatonight.net, you'll see me right now giving you a big wave out there. americatonight.net or through Pal Talk, obviously. We're right there each and every night on America Tonight. We always get some great comments from the Peanut Gallery there, too, as well. And the other thing is that people have been asking about shows, and they've heard people call in and say, hey, I downloaded the show, I listened to it on the subway and whatnot. Well, where do you download the shows? Go to GCNlive.com. All the shows are there on demand. How sweet is that? A lot of people do that because you are a third shifter and then your shifts change or something else is different in your life, and then you're not joining us live and you're missing some of the things. And if you do miss some things, also on the website, what you missed is a great place to check out some of the interviews, certainly, that we've done, too, as well. So there's so much to talk about, right? I mentioned Maya Angelou, and there's a lot of reaction to her and her influence on the world. I think, without a doubt, she transcends politics. I mean, come on, let's be serious. I think she really tried her best to influence in a positive direction. Not that she thought she was just this great iconic figure. I really don't think that she thought that. I really think that she felt blessed to be in the position that she was in, and whatever she could give to people, she gave. You know, she was all there for the taking. She gave, she gave, she gave, she gave. And she certainly will be missed. I mentioned the VA hospital situation, the crazy wait times. This is another thing that transcends politics, because Democrats are just as furious as many of the Republicans are, and they want something done. And more Democrats are jumping on the bandwagon of, yeah, you know, Eric Shinseki, maybe he needs to go. His future is definitely being called into question as Democrats are joining that call for him to move aside. And see, this is my problem. Listen, he delegates. I already said this. He delegates, and who you delegate to is important. When you have a meeting and you're sitting there and you have your hot spots and your directors, and you know from the transition team before, they told you there were big problems here. So was that information not relayed correctly? From what I understand from someone from the Bush administration, no, because there's no secrets in hiding that. It's transition. It's a very big thing that you do in trying to make sure the people that come in behind you are caught up, especially on something like that. Let's see where all this goes. My prediction, I think the pressure is going to be there, and I think he resigns. I do. I don't think Obama wants to let him go. I think he'll resign is ultimately what happens. And I mentioned that, you know, there's so much conversation now once again, and heartbreaking to me because I really loved my time in Santa Barbara. I liked the university and being there, and this has happened before, by the way, in that area back in 2000. There was another crazy shooting, somebody that was having mental problems that did a similar thing and killed some people. So here we go again, and this time it's a kid who had a therapist, was seeing two therapists, and for whatever reason went on a wild rambling spree and took the lives of, you know, just too many innocent people. We've got to do something here, folks. We really do. So now some of the Democrats are talking about gun control again. Always an issue that comes up whenever you have any kind of a mass shooting, whether it's Aurora, Colorado, what happened there in the movie theater, or sadly to those poor little souls in Connecticut, which I really thought, okay, this is it. There's going to be something that goes through here, whether it's revisiting assault weapons again, because remember that, and that had expired, whether it's the assault weapons, whether it's something else to do with, you know, controls on wait times, that kind of stuff. I mean, and I thought we were already there on discussing mental health problems, and somebody that had a history of that, not having access to guns. This kid had a history of that and had legal guns and had the access. So here you have Elliot Rodger on a bloody, you know, killing spree on Friday, last Friday, kills three people in his apartment, three more outside, injures 13 others, then he shoots himself. And what the manifesto seems to say in going through this, weaving in and out tales of different friends and frustrations and whatnot, it was mostly women. There was a thing about women and really his inability to have any kind of a social life. So it was everything that he seemed to zero in on. And, you know, what was it that was going on mentally with him? What was he obsessed about? And that's where we really need to have a discussion about where are we, one, with mental health in this country. The access is not good. Now, in his case, he, as I said, he was being treated by not one, but two different psychologists. And the other part of the discussion is the wait times for guns. Responsible gun ownership is different than people with a history of mental illness having access to guns. How about no access to guns for somebody that was being treated who had a severe enough problem that his entire life he was being treated and was being treated by not one but two different psychologists at the time when he decided to ruin so many people's lives? And there has to be some protections here. So you've got to be able to, and as I say this, it seems almost ridiculous because we've talked to so many great psychiatrists and psychologists on this show, but how do you spot people with mental issues before they act out? How do you spot them? Where are we finding them? You know, where do we see them that we know, oof, there's a problem here, we got to do something, that somebody's that far off balance? I mean, the pendulum has swung in 20 different directions. And at some point, we cannot just give this lip service. We have to do much more than that. Much more than that. And as you know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, and if you haven't, if you just tuned in, I'm about equal opportunity. You know, I like to look at all sides of some of the major discussions that we're having. And so we've had a lot of guests on who have talked about the mental health side of some of the things that recently have happened in the past 3 years. I've talked to people who have been victims, like Colin Goddard. And if you missed that, go to AmericaTonight.net. What you missed, the interview with him is right there. He was reacting. We had him on at the time, and it was just at the beginning of the month of May, and he was reacting to what happened in Georgia with the Georgia gun laws. He survived the Virginia Tech massacre. He was shot 4 times while he was sitting in French class. He said he never thought about it before. He just wasn't thinking about guns before. And his take was, his take is advocating better wait times, longer wait times, and a better way to go through the process. He wasn't saying take all the guns away. He said he wasn't for that. He wasn't anti-gun. But he said in some cases it's just absolutely ridiculous. And he's somebody who was a victim in a really terrible, terrible situation. I was on the air that night. I remember how awful that was. And we talked to some others over the years who were on the campus and were directed away or got away from the situation as soon as they heard what was happening. And, it's just, you know, this is now what we live with, lockdown possibilities of these things. And in Santa Barbara, they certainly weren't thinking that this Friday holiday weekend was going to be when they took their last breath, meaning some of the victims of Elliot Rodger, what happened to them. They were not thinking, this is it for me. I'm looking around because there's the possibility I could be shot. In fact, they were very, very unaware. And many of you sent notes about that, emails. When we check our mailbag later in the show, we'll go to some of that. You can throw in your 2 cents whenever you want to, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We're making that final right turn down the straightaway of this hour of America Tonight. Talking about what happened in Santa Barbara a little bit more, because once again the head shaking starts. And where do you go? How do you stop this? How do you see a red flag? What is it? What about family members? Are they burying their heads in the sand? Do they see anything? His family was obviously trying to get him help. They thought he was fine. They thought he could live on his own. He was living with roommates. Did they realize anything like that was going to happen? I think not. Harmony says, I think some people are scared to turn in their relatives or friends that are really off the wall. And then something happens. They look back and think how they gave a clue or something they said, but they ignored it. So sad. Some families have a history. And when it comes to mental illness, absolutely. There is a lot of families where there is a history, and it, sometimes it leads generations or something, and it depends on the kind of mental illness we're talking about. Mass murderers tend to have, they say, a history of pent-up frustrations and failures, and they're socially isolated, vengeful, blaming other people for their unhappiness, and they have deluded thinking, rage about being marginalized, all that kind of stuff. Mass killings, thank goodness, are still extremely rare. But most scholars and even these doctors will tell you there's no surefire way to predict who has deadly intentions or when they'll break, if they have a breaking point. although past violence would be a clue. In Roger's case, the cops did not see him as a threat to himself or others during a welfare check weeks before Friday night's rampage near the University of California at Santa Barbara that left the people dead I mentioned and the 13 injured. So it's not an exact science in trying to figure out what possibly would have made him do what he did. He was a community college student. He was the son of a Hollywood director. He was lonely, and he was frustrated. Lonely and frustrated. But people that are lonely and frustrated don't all fall into that same category either. So here's where it becomes very difficult. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Let's get his take on this college shooting. Hey, Jack.
Good morning, Kate. Oh, man. Why is it with the media, with this story, is that they've completely forgotten about the first three victims who were stabbed to death? And I'm going to hold you over the coals a little bit on this, Kate, because you've barely touched on that fact.
Except for that I wrote about it extensively in all my blogs, and if you go to AmericaTonight.net, I wrote about it. And I talked about it last night. Yes, he stabbed his roommates, absolutely. He rammed people with cars, and then the shootings occurred after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I agree. I agree. Not many people are talking about the shootings if they're talking about should we have gun control and checks and all of that.
Well, yeah, this is not the whole thing. Yes, he did get his firearms legally. So, yes, maybe we need to look at the system. But branding everyone with a mental illness and banning them from firearms when they have not committed a crime, frankly, I think goes against everything the United States stands for. After all, do we not have the presumption of innocence until proven guilty? Now, I've been a long-time sufferer of post-traumatic stress disorder because of my military service, and because I have taken life in my military service, the last thing I've ever thought about doing in my lowest point is picking up a firearm and hurting those people around me. So to then, you know, say, oh, you know, this is why veterans shouldn't be getting firearms and this, that, and the other. You know, more people in the United States, according to FBI stats, are killed with the common everyday claw hammer per year than are killed with a firearm, legal or illegally obtained. More people in the United States are killed with motor vehicles than are killed with firearms. Yet where is the massive outcry? Now, this is the thing that sort of confuses me on this whole issue. Now, he stabbed someone to death. An absolute ban on firearms would not have saved those people. He mowed people down with his motor vehicle. A ban on firearms would not have saved those vehicles. And given that he was willing to use something other than a firearm, shows to me that the firearm was the least, is the smallest part of this issue, because he was more than capable and more than willing to use whatever was at hand to commit these atrocities. You know, yeah. Once again, we have the gun grabbers out there blaming the tool for operator error, and they're only blaming one of the tools that this joker's used. Yeah, and as it was, he turned around and he used it on himself when confronted by police.
Which happens a lot of times. Yeah, it happens a lot of times. I mean, I think you're right. Listen, I'm a Second Amendment person, so I'm not for let's take all the guns away. Absolutely not. And when we talk about the military, as you remember, I said it's ridiculous that you can't carry your sidearm when you come back from war, no matter what's going on, why you can't have that on the base, because what a difference that could have made in the latest incident at Fort Hood. There's no question about that. I think it's very difficult. I know a lot of people that have suffered, like you, Jack, with PTSD or other things, other forms of mental illness, and I think they're fine with a firearm. They would never, ever use it on anybody at all. There's no way they would turn it on themselves. But I think there's some people where, like in his case, there were some danger signs because of the massive amount of therapy that he was having. His family was so concerned about him. And, of course, they got the rambling manifesto, but it was too late, and they raced to Santa Barbara, to their credit, immediately calling the cops and trying to do everything that they could. But can you put it on them? No, because they were getting him help. What about the therapist? What kind of therapy was he getting? What did they see? They're the front line, I guess, really, when somebody possibly could be ignited to be super violent. But how can they tell?
Which is true. And I think half the problem which is going on, and this has definitely been shown amongst veterans as well, is that the first line use of psychotropic drugs when it comes to dealing with mental illness. Now, you know, thank the good Lord that I'm one of these rare people that has had an adverse reaction to these medications. They actually made when I was on those drugs, they made my suicidal tendencies far worse. So as soon as I came off those drugs, it meant that I could now no longer dull the symptoms. I had to face the core issues.
And
I think this is where the mental health industry is letting not only veterans down, but everyone down. Because, I'm feeling a little bit depressed. Oh, here, have some Valium or have some Alprazolam or Prozac or some other. And all they've done is create a drug addict. They haven't addressed the issue at all. Oh, it's not working anymore. Let's up your dose. You know, and I see this time and time again, and eventually these people are the ones that snap. You know, the system is letting mental health patients down in the way they're treating it.
I agree with you.
I'm lucky.
I agree. Well, I agree with you. Yeah.
I mean, had I not had adverse reactions to these drugs and had to face my demons, I would probably be in a pine box being, you know, as worm food at the moment. Or even worse, possibly even hurt, you know, the members of my family, people that I love. But, you know, had we have not, you know, had to go in and address the issues and take steps, thankfully I've got a supporting family around me, which has helped me through all of this. You know, I don't have those tendencies anymore because I've had to face the problem, not bury or numb the symptom away so that it's no longer a problem. And anyone that's taken these drugs long term will tell you at the start, that nice plateau they're on was nice and wide. But the longer they take those drugs, that plateau, that artificial plateau they put them on, gets narrower and narrower and narrower. And until after just a couple of short years, it is as thin as a razor blade, and it is so damn easy to fall off it.
Yeah, so well said, Jack. Thank you for sharing that. He's absolutely right, and I agree. I've seen this with other people. The drugs that are prescribed but not treating what is really underneath. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.